This is Leo Baybue for KTWH, and I'm recording this interview on Monday, January 11th, visiting with public health nurse Sarah Preston with Lake County. And we last spoke to Sarah on December 16th when we got an introduction to the rollout of the COVID-19 coronavirus vaccination program, you know, coming from the federal government first as Operation Warp Speed, the introduction of at least, and still, I think in the U.S. primarily, the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Others are on their way as well, we hear, but those two have been rolled out and are starting to be administered across the nation and in the Northland. So we're having Sarah back today on January 11th. We've had huge surges in deaths of people across the country since December 16th, as many as 4,000 people a day passing away from this just brutal disease. And we have had yet a stabilization in some regards in the numbers of people who are coming down with confirmed cases in Minnesota, to the point where the governor has let us reopen some businesses, high contact or, you know, direct contact businesses like bars and restaurants are reopening this week in limited capacity. So there's a lot going on in the midst of us trying to roll out this vaccine. And Sarah, if you could talk about in the 4 weeks since we last spoke, what has happened in terms of getting people administered in at least the most critical groups, the phase one, tier one group, which I think includes all of our critical healthcare providers and folks who live in nursing homes or skilled nursing facilities and other long-term care. Sarah, do you want to try to give us a heads up on what's been happening and what is happening this week?
I'm more than happy to do that, Leo. Thank you again for having me on and for helping to spread the word about what's happening with COVID-19 as well as the vaccine efforts, not just by Lake County Public Health, but by all those entities out there that are trying really hard to get everybody protected as quickly as possible. So what we do know is that locally, Lakeview Hospital and Clinic, are just about done vaccinating all of their staff. That was the last word I had at the end of last week. And the long-term care facilities are well on their way. Those enrolled with the Pharmacy Partnership Program, which is the CDC agreement with large-scale pharmacies to go into long-term care facilities and assisted living facilities to make sure that their staff and residents are all vaccinated, started. And I don't know the status up at the Vets Home in Silver Bay because they are operating under the Veterans Administration umbrella and using a contract vaccinator to come in. But Waterview Shores, I believe, has all of their staff vaccinated at this point. I don't know about residents, but I know that they have started and are likely well on their way as well. The assisted living facility programs within Lake County, some of them are being covered by that pharmacy partnership program, but some of the smaller assisted living facilities, which under the federal definition would not be considered for vaccination, actually are in Minnesota. Minnesota has a much more broad definition of what assisted living facility means. And so this is where Lake County Public Health comes in. It is our job to make sure that those smaller facilities that are not covered under that bigger pharmacy partnership program are able to receive vaccine. So we have begun that process by vaccinating staff in some of those facilities. In addition, the vaccination staff themselves, so that's the people giving vaccinations as well as the support staff in our local public health clinics, have also been vaccinated. We started on December 31st and to this point have delivered 40 doses of vaccine, and on Wednesday of this week hope to deliver the additional 20 doses that we have left from our first shipment. We had hoped to receive more vaccine this week to continue with first doses of vaccine, again, for those congregate living facility staff and residents, as well as EMS providers. We are in the process of vaccinating them as well. But because the pharmacy partnership programs are also using Moderna vaccine, which is the vaccine that's being shipped out to local public health, and because of the need to make sure that across the country, those facilities, staff and residents are being vaccinated. The Moderna vaccine is being allocated to those pharmacy partnership programs instead of to local public health. At least in Lake County, that's what's happening.
Sarah, could we then look again at what that means? Because you reported to us last week, we gave kind of a narrative summary that you had received your first allocation. I think it was, I don't know if I have it right, that it, whether it's in by doses or vials that these things are described, but you also are a point of distribution for the folks in Cook County. And so after splitting what you had from Cook County, have you already exhausted your first allocation? And now what you're saying is you haven't yet received the next allocation so that you can follow through on the planned clinics?
That's correct. So we will finish off our first allocation on Wednesday. We hope to receive more vaccine next week, but again, it just depends on whether or not we get that next shipment. We are very hopeful, but again, following the guidance of the Department of Health and the Centers for Disease Control, and they're doing, you know, their best to allocate where that vaccine is needed. We are not getting a shipment of additional first doses this week.
This is such a huge issue to unpack, and it's not my job to try to hone in on the public health nurse doing an excellent job of distributing whatever she gets to people in need, but is it your understanding that it's really a matter of it not even being in state yet, or is it that it is, in fact, already received by Minnesota, but the priority list of those pharmacy programs is precluding you from getting doses that you would have expected already?
Yeah, that's my understanding, is that that pharmacy partnership program is needing to ramp up and assure that they can provide doses, first doses, to the assisted living facility.
And so there, so is the arbiter of all of this a state agency, or is it just the fulfillment of contracts or you know, a commitment that's already been made? I'm trying to figure out why both might not be happening, why public health might not be getting their second and or third allocations at the same time as others are receiving their vaccinations at these long-term care facilities. Is it simply a bottleneck of not enough? You're saying there aren't enough doses for the state to distribute at this time to everyone who's calling for them.
That's correct. The reality is the vaccine is still in short supply. And so that's what we're dealing with is, you know, we just simply have to wait until that production has ramped up enough for us to get more doses.
So there is, if nothing else, there's a significant perception challenge, isn't there, Sarah, that we all are also, because we all have these things called TVs and the internet, and we see that people in other states who might be in something beyond the tier 1A are actually going online or signing up and actually getting shots in the arms of so-called maybe tier 1B or 1C populations, elderly in Florida lining up for vaccinations. There seems to be this huge range of who's getting the vaccine when across the country, and is that beyond the scope of what anybody can really do anything about? Or it causes me concern that if we aren't getting our tier 1A people all vaccinated while others are moving on to other tiers, there seems to be not a unified plan here.
Yeah, I suppose that's one way it could be interpreted. You know, we are, again, I feel like I keep telling you this, Leo, but we are following the guidance of the Centers for Disease Control and the Minnesota Department of Health. And we, you know, we get our vaccine from the Department of Health in Minnesota, and their vaccine comes from an allocation, I believe, that has come from the federal government. And so it is a bit of a bottleneck, and it does give one pause about why that might seem so different in different states. We're just doing our best to get those highest risk priority groups vaccinated as quickly as we can.
Yeah. Does the fact that there are these two different tools, one being Moderna, which the Moderna vaccine is a lot easier to work with, especially in rural areas where there may not be as many institutions with minus 90 freezers? And is it possible in some more populated places there's more of the other, the Pfizer vaccine, and that's a distinction between areas of the country?
That could very well be.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
I don't know what kind of vaccine is being used in other local public health agencies in different states, but that is entirely possible.
Sarah, are you able to explain to us where we do stand? We are not yet able to proceed yet to, I guess, and pardon me if I've got this slightly off, but in the tier 1B of phase 1, I thought we would include additional people who have a lot of public contact, and it might have even included teachers in there. I don't know if I have that them the teachers in the right tier, but are we still right now in Lake County trying to make sure that we've got all of our long-term care population and all of our primary health people and EMS people vaccinated before we can take on anyone else? We're not there yet. We still have a number of doses to administer to get beyond that
group. That's right. We're not there yet. We are not at the point where we are vaccinating in phase 1B.
Okay.
We're still vaccinating. Phase 1A, which, as you said, is those frontline healthcare workers, as well as any healthcare workers whose work necessitates face-to-face interaction. EMS, they've expanded the EMS group to include all of EMS, which for Lake County is a huge positive. We have been really advocating for all of our EMS, law enforcement, et cetera, to get that vaccine sooner, because the definition of EMS initially was pretty narrow. And in Lake County, the reality is that all of our EMS and law enforcement are potentially first on scene. And by virtue of that, they have face-to-face contact. So we were really glad to see the expansion of that group. We have not moved into phase 1B yet.
So, and yet with that expansion to include all of those folks in law enforcement and EMS, you're still not able to exactly say when you're going to be able to schedule all of the completion of their vaccinations because of there being a bottleneck in getting the next allocations of the vaccine.
That's right. Yep.
Okay. So that I could certainly see that you might be in a frustrating place in that regard. So you really have a hard time trying to look in your crystal ball and telling me when that next group of people can expect to see the vaccine. There's really very little control or influence you have over those allocations.
That's true. We're being asked to complete surveys on a fairly regular basis about our capacity and if we had more resources, how we could expand what we're doing. But right now, the bottom line is that we simply have to wait for that vaccine to arrive at our doors before we can keep moving. Yeah.
It's an awkward position for yourselves in public health in Lake County. Are you able to use the time that you might have been spending doing more vaccinations, at least being able to prepare and plan for what you'll do when the allocations get bigger and more frequent? For instance, how about the idea of trying to identify among population beyond the 1B, say, who are the folks who would be most in need in the quotes, I don't know if we call it general population, but those who are elderly, and I don't know what the age cutoff would be, and those with those most serious underlying conditions that put them at a high risk from COVID. Is there any way that we can be prepared to, so to speak, hit the ground running with that population by being able to know who they are and how to communicate with them?
That's such a good question, Leo. And in fact, last week, we began that sort of future planning process with our local partners, Lakeview Hospitals and Clinics, et cetera, to make sure that we are ahead of the game for when that vaccine arrives. And I think really that day or the next day, on one of the calls that we have with the Department of Health, they said, okay, now meet with your local partners and start that planning process. So that was really good news to know that we were just a little bit ahead of the game. And every week we do have a group that meets with those local partners to talk about, you know, where we're at with this process and where we're going and what we need to do to get ready so that when that vaccine arrives, we can start vaccinating as quickly as possible. We are already kind of thinking about phase 1B and 1C. The Department of Health hasn't completely identified or defined for us who will be in those groups. But again, those are going to be, like you said, elderly people whose work, not necessarily healthcare workers, but we anticipate that it will be people whose work necessitates face-to-face contact. So just like you said, teachers, these will also be essential infrastructure kinds of workers that keep society chugging along. And as we move through these phases, the availability of vaccine will become greater and greater. And then, you know, hopefully at some point this spring, and I would love to be able to tell you when that will be, there will be enough vaccine for everybody to be vaccinated that wants to be vaccinated. And at that point, we will be working with Lakeview hospitals and clinics to have broad community-based clinics where people can come in. We will, of course, have people do social distancing. We will be as safe as possible. But at that point, when there's a lot of vaccine available, we'll open up those doors and be able to deliver vaccine to lots of people quickly. And we're really looking forward to that. That's, you know, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and every day it feels like that light does get a little bit brighter, and that, you know, pretty soon we'll have COVID at bay.
Well, I know that in saying that in the spring that we may have enough doses for everyone, you likely don't mean all at once, but that we'll be able to begin the vaccination of the general population. And hopefully the sooner the better. I know at one point in the December 16th interview, you mentioned to me that the goal is for everyone to be vaccinated by the end of the year. And that would be a very minimalist success story. You know, the sooner the better. And yet based upon the rollout, if we've had how many people in Lake County, would you even want to guesstimate, you know, an optimistic estimate would have already been vaccinated? We have about 10,800 people, and do we have 100, 200, 300 vaccinated at this point? Hard to say.
Oh, that's a really good question. This is really an estimate on my part, but based on what I know about numbers of staff at our long-term care facilities and at Lakeview Hospital, I would guess that we are somewhere between 200 and 300.
Okay. So that gives us then this perspective. If in 4 weeks or so we've been able to vaccinate 2 to 3% of the population, it shows you that we might need to increase the pace at some point, or it's going to take many months to vaccinate the whole, well, assuming that 10,800 people actually were stepping forward to be vaccinated. We talk a lot about maybe needing to vaccinate up to 70% or somewhere in that neighborhood to establish something like herd immunity. So even if our goal is only 7,000 or so, we've got to pick up the pace probably, unless we're really going to use the rest of the year to achieve that vaccination of the population, Sarah. And it's out of your hands, it's out of my hands, but I sure hope that your optimism is that the pace is going to be able to be picked up.
I think it will, Leo, and I think it's all going to be based on the amount of vaccine available. Once that vaccine comes in greater and greater amounts, we could really vaccinate a lot of people very quickly.
That's good to know.
Yeah, you'd be surprised at how quickly that can go. With social distancing, it's a little slower than the average vaccination campaign. But, you know, one person vaccinating all day long can probably approach 200 people in a day.
Okay.
Again, with social distancing being what it is and necessary to keep everybody safe, that pace is going to be a little bit slower. But again, once we have more and more vaccine, we will be able to roll that out more quickly than we are right now. So that's the good news.
Yes. And I'm speaking today with Sarah Preston, who's Lake County public health nurse. Sarah, you're doing yeoman duty. So I will hit you with a couple of quick getting some impressions from you. You know, there have been people who have been trying to figure out with the incoming administration, even brainstorming about how we might up the opportunity for more people to get vaccinated. And there's been a scheme proposed that would see us releasing more of the vaccine at once and giving more people a first dose and not guaranteeing that we have on hand the follow-up second dose that they might need in 3 or 4 weeks, depending upon which vaccine it is, and then hoping we get the production done in time to vaccinate them a second time, you know, close to or on time. Any thought on the risk-benefit of such an idea?
Honestly, I don't think we know enough about how much protection one dose affords, so it's hard to say whether or not that's a good idea. I do hope that they look at the pace of production and pace that rollout of available vaccine so that people who are due their second doses can get those in a timely fashion. It would really be a shame if people got a first dose and then couldn't get their second dose and then got sick. Yeah. That would really be a shame. I worry a little bit about people's false sense of security once they do get vaccinated. And so I think we need to make sure that everybody is fully vaccinated based on what the vaccine trials told us about how people are best protected, which at this point, our best information is that is with two doses of vaccine. And the reason I worry about that false sense of security is because one of the things we don't know is whether or not being vaccinated means that you, we know that it means that you won't get sick or as sick with COVID. You will very likely be protected from that. But what we don't know is whether or not you'll be able to transmit that illness to others right. who have not been vaccinated yet. So again, I think we have to do what the vaccine trials have told us, which is best practice is to have two doses, either 21 days apart if it's a Pfizer vaccine or 28 days apart if it's the Moderna vaccine.
Thank you for that response, Sarah. And a second piece of COVID news that's been unfolding in the last few weeks has started in England and South Africa with the emergence of mutant variants of COVID-19. Do you have any thoughts on what the risks or consequences might be if these are variants that actually promote the spreadability, not the, you know, intensity of the symptoms on the physical symptoms, but the fact that more people might be infected by any one person carrying any of these variants that poses some risk at a time when we're trying to ramp up the vaccinations? Do you have any concerns? I guess there have been 5 Minnesotans so far found to have the variant COVID-19.
That's right, Leo. So we do know that those variants, it makes the virus, not the vaccine, the virus more transmissible. So it essentially increases the risk of becoming ill if you come in contact with that slightly different virus, which just highlights the extreme importance that people continue or adopt those very effective public health measures of not gathering in large groups, of maintaining that safe social distance, wearing masks, and doing everything you really can to remain healthy and to keep your communities healthy.
Well, that sounds like the appropriate note for me to always end every interview that's about this difficult subject of the COVID-19 pandemic. But Sarah, really, I think that's a good place to end. I know I appreciate your time very much. Hopefully we'll be able to check back in a few weeks and find that we've gotten some more allocations and some new groups of people are newly vaccinated and that we'll continue on an upbeat curve. But until then, I appreciate your work greatly. And I hope we'll stay in touch about the progress being made, even if I just give a narrative report from your office every week. Week or so would be great.
I'd be more than happy to do that, Leo. We're really looking forward to getting this information to the community as quickly and seamlessly as possible. And I very much appreciate KTWH's efforts on that part.
Yeah, thank you. We look forward to the day when we can do some public announcements about public clinics. That'll be a great sign of turning corners here in this challenging. It's been over 9 months and we've got months to go. So I appreciate the care you're taking and letting people know it's no time to be letting our guard down.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time, Leo. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot, Sarah. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
That's Sarah Preston, who is with Lake County Public Health. She's a public health nurse, and she's giving us updates on KTWH about the progress and the challenges of planning and carrying out COVID-19 vaccinations in our Northland. This is Leo for KTWH.